get to the four pack here, Keith, as you suggested.
All right, ready?
Oh, I'm sorry, Billy. Yes, no, let's get right. First, first question. My mistake,
sorry,
Billy.
I was caught up too in the Jalen Brown
thing. Yeah, I know.
We're all fanning ourselves down.
Seriously.
Hosing ourselves off.
Right?
Yeah.
If you could take one 49er and give him to the Pats, who would it be?
Okay, I want Debo. I love Debo. I know he's not fully healthy. I think he's going to play this week. He was at practice yesterday. I love Debo. And I think he would work for a young rookie.
Debo wanted to be a Patriot.
He did. I mean, he put it out on social media. And Bill said, no, we can't have guys putting things out on social media. And now Bill, ironically, is on social media. I love Debo because you can hand it to him. And week one, if you saw this against the Jets, they were literally lining him up in the backfield like the Cowboys were doing last night with CeeDee Lamb. You can hand it to him. You can throw it to him a yard behind the line of scrimmage. You can take it 80 yards to the house. You can throw it downfield.
Yeah.
I love Debo. He rarely, if ever, goes down on first contact. He's fun to watch. That's who I would take off that team.
I would take Kyle Shanahan. I feel like I might be cheating a little bit, but any 49er.
If you can take one 49, I think that's allowed.
I would take Kyle Shanahan. I think he can
get you to the Super Bowl and choke it away.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's got issues.
That's progress, though. That's big time progress.
This team won't even make the playoffs. Yeah. If you get to the Super Bowl and lose, you're knocking on the door. No, but my thought is, if you want to go best case scenario for Drake May, he is going to have a better career than Brock Purdy, Jimmy Garoppolo, Nick Mull, all these other guys that Kyle Shanahan's had. So maybe Kyle Shanahan needs a Drake May as much as Drake May needs Kyle Shanahan, and boom, those guys go off and running. Also, I wouldn't normally say this, but with this team and with this specific player, if I had to take a player, probably Trent Williams, because then at least you have no more excuse.
Yeah.
Then it's like, well, he's getting killed. Well, you have the best left tackle. So if you can't play Drake May with
shut
the
up
best
and play
left
Drake
tackle,
May, you have the best left tackle in the sport.
You have to play him. But I would take Shanahan, Trent Williams. Debo, like a skill guy, I would take Debo as well.
Love watching Debo play. And we watch a lot of my wife's a 49ers fan. Her dad was a season ticket holder. So we watch a lot of 49ers games.
Oh, he's awesome.
So I like Debo quite a bit. If McCaffrey were healthy, would anyone say McCaffrey? Would you say McCaffrey if he were healthy?
If he was healthy, he was going to be my pick if he was healthy.
So
he's awesome, but there's just been a lot of games that he's missed in the past, and I just...
Well, not the last couple. This is his first...
That's true. I guess more Carolina thing, right?
Since he got to San Fran, he had been healthy,
that's
but he's now, obviously, maybe career over.
But it's also one of those things where with the running back, it's like, as good as they are... Well, how old is he now?
I feel like he's a whole nother tier, I feel like.
No, but I'm saying, like, you don't think he's going to break
down. We were just looking up his draft. He was drafted in, like, 27. He's probably, like, 28.
So, I mean, even if he wasn't injured. Yeah, he's 28 years old.
Yeah.
So, even if he wasn't injured, is he going to be good after 30? I don't know. Like, not many guys have been.
Probably not. Okay, so McCaffrey, a good example if, you know, he weren't on his deathbed.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Okay, what's our next question there, Bill?
Next question is, what San Francisco jersey, past or present, would you want?
I had one.
Wait, you answered that way too quick.
I had one. Terrell Owens. I had a nice 81 T.O. jersey. Was
great
a big
one.
Fan of T.O. with the... apparently, he's a bit of a... he might be a dink, is what I've been told from people around the... around the world. But no, T.O. is awesome. He was so fun to watch. He's a big old receiver. He is an early example of a receiver making a quarterback halfway decent. He got Jeff Garcia at the two Pro Bowls. That's how good Terrell Owens was.
Mm-hmm. So my answer was going to be Terrell Owens. So let me give you first of all, my sister-in-law has a Terrell Owens, like the Shadow Box 49er jersey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With like the black outline, but it's like kind of...
3D? It looks 3D.
Well, yeah, almost like a shadow on number, like a shadow box number.
Okay.
Phenomenal jersey.
That's nice.
I told Kat we were going to do these questions today. Again, she's a 49ers fan.
Yeah, who'd she take?
Since you took mine, I'll give you Kathleen's. Merton Hanks.
Merton Hanks, huge neck on that guy.
What
a neck on Merton Hanks.
Kat and I probably watched 2-3 minutes of Merton Hanks highlights. It's a lot of just...
The giraffe.
Gesticulating your neck. That's really...
I don't know how he didn't
really
hurt himself.
I can't believe.
He had the longest neck that you've ever seen.
I don't think he ever made, never made contact with another guy hitting them on the field, he would never get a concussion that way, but he must have given himself numerous concussions just jerking his head around.
Whiplash effects.
It
was
seriously
an outrageous celebration.
Merton Hanks was her official
That's
answer.
A good one.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders, he was only there for like a minute. Is a good one.
I'm shocked. I would have put more thought into this. I could have sworn you were going to go Ricky Waters. So
I thought
I knew where you were going to go.
So T.O. is one of the few guys that I would take over Ricky Waters. Mm-hmm. I actually had a Ricky Waters jersey his first year in Philly. So it was right after he left San Francisco, he went to Philly. I have that one, but he didn't really pan out in Philly at all.
Okay.
But, there's some good ones. Niners have a storied history.
I was going to go primetime.
Primetime.
Yeah, loved it.
He was so good for that. Was it 1 year in San Francisco?
I had his Dallas one. I had the white Dallas.
Oh, you did?
Ooh. Oh, that's nice.
Huge Dion honk.
Neon Dion. My buddy's calling a Keon White Neon Keon. Maybe we can get that.
I don't know if that's going to get going.
Get that to catch on. It's worth a shot. Neon Keon White. So there you go. Dion. No, a lot. You'd think there's a lot of good options on the 49ers.
No.
But don't you dare ask that to any current Patriots.
Nope.
What's our next question, Billy?
Could the 49ers make the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
For sure.
They were just in it last year. You know, I think the question, like, I'm not picking them to win it. Like, I think whether it's Kansas City, I actually like Green Bay once Jordan Love comes back. I like Green Bay coming out of the NFC this year. I think it could be like an old school, you know, Green Bay, San Francisco conference championship game this year. I still think there's something up with Kyle Shanahan in the big games. I also don't entirely trust Brock Purdy as good as he's been overall. So they can definitely win. They're one of five. They weren't in our top tier when we did it on Tuesday, but they were in the next one down, right? They were in the Rambulance.
We had them in the Rambulance loser. Tier is where we had
them. But like the expectation for them, that's where it should be.
So the question is, can they win the Super Bowl? Sure, they can. What if I asked you, would you bet on them to win the Super Bowl?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Like I don't feel good about that. They're one of the most talented teams in the league. Bad vibes around this team all offseason, whether it was the contract with Ayuk, whether it's the injury situation with McCaffrey, Purdy's contract is looming, Super Bowl hangover. I wouldn't wager on them to do it, but yeah, could they? They're one of the most talented teams in football. Yeah, they certainly could.
Okay, last one. First thing you think of when you hear San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, I'm going to say Candlestick Park, and that place is no longer here. Maybe it ties in with the Oakland Coliseum. Maybe this is clouding my my thought process. Because people are, like, eulogizing the Oakland Coliseum, which is very funny to me.
No, they loved it.
Like, we have to pretend to care about
it. Place was full all the time.
The stupid Oakland A's and the stupid Oakland Coliseum. Yeah, like, it's just, like, eulogizing Oakland and the A's and the Coliseum was just very funny to me. Like, I'm watching SportsCenter last night, and I'm on Twitter, and people are like, oh, my God. I forget Jeff Passan's tweet, but it was so annoying and nauseating. He's like, history will sneer that they move the Oakland A's. I'm like, will it?
People will move on.
Over the stupid Oakland A's and the stupid Oakland Coliseum. Would you get over yourself?
It is a cool uniform. That will be missed. I like the yellow and green combo, but people move on.
30 years ago, the A's were kind of cool in the early 90s. Since then, no one cares.
About the Supersonics.
But same.
I was way more bummed.
So my only reason I'm bringing this up, I went to Candlestick Park, you know, early on when Kat and I were dating. I couldn't believe how much of a dump that place was. And my father-in-law, my wife, my sister-in-law, they're all upset about Candlestick going away. I'm like, guys, this place is a dump.
I'm like, this
place is a hole. You need to get rid of this stupid stadium and move on.
Bad.
I know there's a lot of history here, but this place is, I couldn't believe how it was. It was Foxborough Stadium. It was horrible. I mean, without the aluminum seats or bleachers, it was bad. It was terrible.
Yeah, no, they need to upgrade. No, the first thing I think of, and this is an age thing, because, you know, I think for a lot of people, it would be Montana and Rice, right? And like specifically the Super Bowls that they won and how dominant Rice was. But for me, when Steve Young won that Super Bowl, it was another one in a long line of blowout Super Bowls. But I think I was 10, so that one like sticks out in my memory. Like Steve Young just lighting up the Chargers. And just they dominated that. They scored a million points. Ricky Waters was good on that team, but they were just so dominant for that year in 94.
I was pulling hard for the Chargers in that Super Bowl. Not going to lie.
Yeah, I never rooted for the
Stan
Cowboys
Humphreys,
or the Niners or any of the Natron Means
Natron
business.
Means business. I was just going to say that. Junior Seau, the late Junior Seau was not my favorite, but he was on that team.
Yeah, yeah.
Harrison? Harrison was on that team.
Neil Smith? Good question. Was he?
Neil Smith was the Breathe, right?
Neil Smith
on the Chiefs
at
that
Chiefs,
point.
I think. Mm. No, they had... what was his name? O'Neal was his last name, I think. He was
O'Neal? O'Neal Smith.
No. His last name was O'Neal. Not that he was not Smith. Who was the other guy on that Chargers team? Come on.
Delpha O'Neal. Nah, Neil Smith.
Rodney Harrison was a rookie, I think, on that team.
Neil Smith played for the Chargers, but it wasn't then.
Who am I thinking of? Dean Lineman. Leslie O'Neal.
Leslie O'Neal
was a beast.
Yeah.
He was a nice player. Stan the Man Humphreys, like you said.
Yeah. I was pulling for him hard. That was the last.
Sean Jefferson was on that squad too.
That was one of the last. You kind of referenced this. That was one of the last blowout Super Bowls for a while.
Then they got good. Well, the Patriots helped bring them good.
You had the era of the Cowboys just dumping on Buffalo in those Super Bowls. You had that Chargers Niners one, but then you got a lot of competitive Super Bowls for a long time. Giants and Ravens notwithstanding.
No,
you got a lot of competitive
Packers kind of smacked the Pats in that one.
It's true. They did. The final score, I think, was very misleading in that Super Bowl. Yeah, I think it was 35-21, something like that.
Yep.
But that was more of a beatdown than it would suggest. There you go. That's our Friday four-pack.
Love it.
Each and every week at this time here on Jones and Keefe. Some people are offended by the questions in there. Most are willing to answer them.